Welcome, everyone, to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine. Going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and truth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and follow me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine, and on X for all the latest and controversial posts, Deanna, for Congress, and help me get unshadow banned by actually following me and sharing my stuff on X, Deanna for Congress. Remember, my show is twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time, right after the Stu Peters Show. And guess what? It is 8 p.m. now, Eastern time, and it is Thursday. What a crazy week. We are gliding and sliding into this weekend, but oh my gosh, do we have a episode for you packed with so much news and updates and theories, potential conspiracy theories, and so much more. So grab that cozy seat, grab a drink if you want to, or a glass of water, a soda, cook with me, whatever you do to unwind. But hang out with me for the next hour as we go over the top news of the day.
Well, first, all fish oil are not created equal. They could be purified of mercury, but many times you don't know their storage temperature, their storage life, and the pressure they're under. So you can get a little rancidity, a spoilage of those fish oil. And it's not just fish oil. This is really important. So I want to teach you something here in the audience. This is important because 100% of the people we've tested for 15 years have been deficient. Here's why. If you'll pull up your bottle right there, I want you to look at both, first of all, the serving size. How many gel caps per serving is it recommending?
It says 2 soft gels per serving.
Okay, now look down into the ingredients, and you're going to find 2 specific essential amino acids, or fatty acids, that are going to be called EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and DHA. So you're going to look at the milligrams on those. How much are the milligrams?
EPA is 360 milligrams, and DHA is 240 milligrams.
Okay, so you're looking at a 600 milligram total EPA and DHA for 2 capsules, right?
Yes.
Okay, people out there getting their calculators out.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Okay, so here's what you need to know. To get adequacy, in other words, enough into your system to get your omega index, which is the percent of those essential omega-3s in the blood, up to 8% to 10%, you need 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA in about a 3-to-2 ratio. Now, that is correct in a 3-to-2 ratio. So if you're talking 2 gel caps, get you 600. Want to do the quick math? How many gel caps?
I need to pull out my calculator.
You got to take 10 of those.
A day.
10 of those a day.
Oh, my. That's a lot.
Yeah, and so it's not really a bargain when you look at it.
No.
It's actually, it's deceiving. And I watch people do this all the time, and they get the wrong one because they know they need fish oil, which is true. But what you need is the sufficiency of the certain essential ones at a ratio that is pleasing to the body, because we're trying to get the ratio of our 6-to-3s, omega-6 to omega-3s in the body, up to a good workable one, which is about 3-to-1 or 4-to-1. And so you got to take 10 of those right there a day to get to adequacy at minimum. Sometimes, in your case, it could be even 12.
Hey, guys. Well, you all know how much I love dogs, and especially how much I love my beautiful princess, but very picky pug, Layla. And you know how much I want to just take care of her and have her living her best and most fulfilling, healthiest life. Well, I discovered Nature's Blend Essential Wellness for Dogs. This is the advanced all-natural solution for your dog's health. And she loves it. She's very picky, but somehow she loves this one. Their freeze-dried formula provides maximum nutritional content in every meal for your furry friend. And it's also so easy to prepare. You just add water and watch as your dog enjoys a nutritious feast in minutes. It's crafted by renowned veteran Dr. Marty. Nature's Blend combines premium quality raw meat with hand-selected fruits and veggies. thousands of happy dog parents give their dogs the gift of vitality while their dogs' tails are wagging. Trying Nature's Blend, by the way, is risk-free with their 100% money-back guarantee. That's right. They have a 100% money-back guarantee. So I want you, if you love your furry friend, check these people out. It's an incredible company. Go to DeannaLovesDogs.com for more info and get your dog's tail wagging. Again, that's DeannaLovesDogs.com, D-E-A-N-N-A, LovesDogs.com, and let me know how it works out. Give your dog the gift of vitality. Welcome back to Shots Fired. And of course, all week we've been talking about the shot fired and heard around the world, the attempted assassination of our dear President Trump. How insane is that? I mean, I just can't get over the fact that this historic moment happened before our very eyes on Saturday night at this Butler, Pennsylvania rally. President Trump was within real millimeters of having his life gone. I can't really wrap my head around it still. It's pretty insane. But we have been delving into this all week, of course, and talking about it from different angles. And I want to talk specifically about the issue of, you know, how could this even have happened from a security standpoint, from Secret Service standpoint, from the fact that this apparent 20-year-old scrawny shooter getting on the rooftop and evading all of these security measures that happened to shoot President Trump in broad daylight. I mean, there's so many questions, and we really have more questions than answers at this point, especially with more information pouring through by the hour, truly. And I wanted to bring Dr. Mark Sherwood on today because before he became an incredible, an amazing naturopathic doctor and my favorite, he had decades of experience in law enforcement and in the SWAT team and in snipers. He was a professional trained sniper. So I think he's going to have a lot of intel to weigh in here and analyze the situation. So that's why we're coming on and talking about this. Dr. Mark Sherwood, it's always great to have you on, of course. So you're wearing your sniper hat. Tell us so people just understand a little bit more about your background and why it's so relevant here. First of all,
well, certainly I echo what you said. Only by God's grace is President Trump still here. So I want to acknowledge God's presence in the whole situation. And I hope that the world
divine does. Intervention.
Yeah. Prior to becoming a naturopathic doctor, and I don't talk about my past a lot, I was actually a 24-year veteran in a major police department, Tulsa, Oklahoma, specifically, 10 years of which I was on the SWAT team. And about 5 years of that time on the SWAT team, I was actually one of the team snipers.
Amazing.
I've been on many sort of, operations, including hostage rescue, armed and barricaded, suicidal, and dignitary protection. So when I saw that event, like we all did, unfold, I must tell you, I had a lot of flashbacks, and I started analyzing my mind, like everybody else did, what went wrong. But hopefully I can offer some fresh experiential perspective.
I would like that. All right. So because first of all, there's the question of how is it even possible? Because I don't usually believe the official story, the official mainstream news story. Anyways, I'm a natural skeptic and questioner. And it just doesn't even seem logical. How can someone, do you think that's even possible, first of all, a 20-year-old scrawny type of, boy somehow climbing up to this roof and the building that was closest to Trump and evading all of these security details and Secret Service and everything? Do you think that there's more to the story than just that?
Well, it, in my mind, there's either more to the story or the one of the most gross failures of a security detail that I've personally ever seen.
Right.
I think what I think is possible is that it is possible. And I think when you look and analyze the situation, you have to sort of know what is possible and what you do know. Mm-hmm. And you start right there. So I think what we do know is the person got into the inner perimeter, got on the roof, armed, and took shots. We know that. We know that he is now deceased. We also know that it's a possibility that this young man could have gotten in even under the best security, because Secret Service typically goes in, weeks before and analyzes, the clean environment before it becomes occupied with people, looking for all of the areas of potential threat to cover those, to sort of structurally and with manpower, cover that inner perimeter so that no one gets in there. And then they also establish an outer perimeter. Now, the Secret Service typically control the inner perimeter, and they typically use local law enforcement embedded to control the outer perimeter. So the possibility exists that this young man, I don't know where the entrance ways were to the event or how it was done. I haven't heard of that. I don't know if metal detectors were there. So I suppose it's possible he could have gotten in and carried a bag if there was no metal detectors, and or they weren't, stationed appropriately with a weapon that could have been assembled on site. I think that's a possibility, and it seems like that's the most logical possibility because you're going to get spotted walking with a rifle,
That's true.
So from a possibility standpoint, I suppose that's about it. My concern is the preparation of this thing in the pre-planning stages. It seems very inadequate, and I can't for the life of me, Deanna, see where they would have left a high ground structure, slanted roof or not. It doesn't matter. But you don't leave a high ground structure either uncovered or unobserved, because you know that's a threat. And then from the ground side, you also had the people around the dignitary, so that with eyes on the people, eyes in the crowd, we're all trained in that space to look for sort of unique movements, furtive movements, suspicious movements, suspicious characters. We're all trained to look like that, look at those type of persons. And
Suspicious.
then if shots are fired, we're designed to cover the dignitary up completely and cover him up so that if another round is fired, it's not going to hit the dignitary, but it's going to hit you. That's what law enforcement is supposed to do. And we got to that point, I appreciate the fist pump and fight. However, my book, if I'd have been the Secret Service, that wouldn't have happened. That dude would have been completely covered up, and I would have given him the biggest bear hug ever. There's no way I would allow him to be exposed again, not one more time,
Yeah,
because
that
that's
I actually
my
hadn't even thought
watch.
about that. Right.
Right.
That did seem odd to me. Because yeah, it's like, okay, wait, you almost got shot, almost got killed. By the grace of God, you missed and you turn your head and now you're popping back up again. And that's yeah, that's pretty profound. And then we see the security guards, especially one of them who was a woman, and bless her heart, she was trying, I think, but her sunglasses are falling off and she's kind of struggling to hold him. I mean, what kind of security detail was that? Seemed kind of an unmatched, kind
It
of a
did. When you look at
insufficient.
the person that you're protecting, right? You have to, I mean, this is honest. You have to
Yeah,
look
and
at
he's six
why
three,
the
I believe.
person. Yeah, so you want to put people around him that are going to parallel with that size,
Yeah.
because if they're not there, there's visual observation, at least, if not potential threatened opening to do what happened. And I was shocked, like everybody else, and especially when they put him in the SUV,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the person was fumbling for glasses and put the glasses on and
Right.
went into this weird, almost a weird pose at that point. I didn't
Yeah.
understand what that was. And to me, you just observe one of the most gross failures of your detail, probably that I've seen in a number of 20 or 25 years or
Yeah.
better, and yet you're worried about a pose at that point. Man, I would have been freaked out completely and completely embarrassed and got that dude out of there as quick as possible.
That's a good point too. You're bringing up things that in my head I thought was odd at the time, but I couldn't articulate. And you're right. It was kind of like they don't almost seemed floundering and not forceful. Not like we have a mission, aggressively protecting him. Even after the fact, it seemed a little bit like they were kind of bumbling around. Now, how credible do you think this excuse or explanation is of this Kimberly Cheeto, the director of the Secret Service, saying that, oh, the reason why we didn't have a sniper team up there was because of a sloped roof and because the sloped roof might be dangerous for them to access? I mean, is that a
Well,
pretty BS excuse or what do you think? A lot of people are kind of calling that out.
it depends on the angle of the slope.
Okay.
Because a slope that's sloping up from you can be good for cover. It can be great for cover because you could lean a rifle over the top of that slope and not be seen from the other side of the building.
But I would
If
think,
you're
yeah.
heading down or something like that, it would expose you as the sniper to one either falling or because you can't get your rifle up at that angle. But to not have someone on that edge of that roof,
Yeah.
if the backside sloped up as well as the front side sloped down, inexcusable. It's totally inexcusable. And if you'll notice, the sniper that was just to President Trump's right, that you observed kind of flinch, look up, and went back down, appeared to shoot. At least it appeared that way. Not sure what happened. I'm not sure who did what, but that was to me an odd position too, because when I have been deployed on those positions, I've never been stood up there because he was out in the open too. And you got to know, as a law enforcement officer, you want to have good cover. And a sniper typically has, it's a team of two, generally speaking. You have a spotter that's supposed to surveil the area for you and help you observe things and communicate with you on what you think you might be or you might be seeing. And then you have the primary sniper. In case the primary sniper gets taken out, the spotter can step up and, man up, so to speak, and take the gun. But they both got guns. And so you have a primary shooter, if you will, and a secondary shooter. The other thing I found interesting too, that there was rumors going around that the engagement or the decision to fire the shot was delayed by some sort
Delayed.
of superior command. I can tell you this unequivocally, every law enforcement officer that's ever done that job, you don't have to ask for permission. When you see someone pointing a gun at someone else and you deem that in your mind, in your eye, in your heart, that that's a threat to life of yourself or someone else, you take that shot. Now, that's a big burden.
Especially a
And I've
president
been,
or former
that's
president.
right. But it doesn't, even if it was, little old Mark over here, little old Deanna, or even a crowd member, when you see someone pointing a rifle at someone else, you don't need to wait. You don't need to go police, drop it. There's none of that. That's TV stuff, man. This
Interesting.
is real life. Yeah, it's like you take the shot and you have to live with the consequences. Now, it's a big decision, so men and women in law enforcement need to, we need to keep them in our prayers, and frankly, they should never buy a meal, but that's another issue.
That's a really interesting perspective too. Yeah, I mean, everyone's blaming like the higher ups, they gave the stand down orders or something like that, but you're right. Hadn't thought about that. And now my last question for you is, do you think there's any evidence to believe that there was a second shooter? The shots could potentially have been not just from this 20-year-old kid.
I don't know at this point because I think that there would have been more evidence that's concrete rather than speculative. We haven't seen video of a second person with a gun. We have seen video of a person on the roof with a gun. We've seen video of a person on the roof with a bullet in their head. And so this is what we know. I know that in various other situations, like the Kennedy shooting, there was speculation there was a second shooter. I think time will tell potentially. But as far as I can see at this point, from just the limited information that I have, there would not be credible evidence at this point to say that there is a second shooter.
Interesting. It's just so bizarre and crazy. It was like really world changing what happened. But in a it is divine intervention, and look what how the tide is also turning towards Trump. And people are favoring Trump now and sympathizing with him, and even CNN polls are saying that Trump is going to predicted to win by a landslide. How do you feel about all this? And does this give almost a renewed optimism for the country and strength? We see Trump pumping his fist, even though he just got shot, saying fight, basically a sign of strength. Don't let this take you down, that he's willing to fight for us. So do you feel like you have a more positive opinion, at least at this point, despite the tragedy of what happened, but of what's going to happen with our country?
My positivity is kind of wrapped around two principles that I see. Number one is I think everybody saw, including Democrats, independents, whoever you are, whether you're an R, a D, or an I, it doesn't matter. But I think we saw real violence. We saw real murderous intent. And I think that sh it shook our country to realize, wait a minute, this whole insultive, hurting, political, want to penalize somebody else and take their life out has gone too far. I think that's one area. I've got high hopes that we realize that by our actions. Second part of this is I hope that President Trump and everybody involved, including the D's and the I's, whoever, realizes that, as you said, only by a millimeter is that father, grandfather, and husband still alive. That's the humanity of
Human
it.
being.
And they saw this retired fire chief Companiero murdered. You have this young man whose life was obviously spinning out of control that's now dead. This whole thing is very sad to me. My second part of that is I hope that people understand there's a real God in heaven that spares one life but doesn't take evil out of the world. And that means that we need to really trust him more. So I have renewed optimism that that can happen. As far as election goes, I would say to people, you never know. There's a few things that can happen in the next, 4 months. We need to be very cautious about our belief system. We've seen shocking things in elections before. We still need to get out there and participate and vote. And this should inspire people to do that en masse.
Amen. Wow. So true. We'll see what happens as the events come through and unfold over the next couple weeks and months. News is coming in fast. Thanks so much, Dr. Sherwood, for your analysis. It was really interesting and eye-opening. And tell everybody, of course, where they can find you and follow you.
Well, they can find us at sherwood.tv/shots, of course. And, I've been asked to analyze this thing even in my patient visits recently. So there you go. So, we're just here to help people sort of build resiliency and deal with life a little bit better that has a significant component of health.
Amen. Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Hey, guys. Do you often feel like you've got low energy and you just really want to give your energy a boost that's sustainable all day long? Well, this awesome new product I've been taking, Energy Renew, gives you that kick you need to keep going all day long with no more midday slumps. Plus, it helps you stay on track with your weight loss goals and burn fat way more effectively. Say goodbye to brain fog. Energy Renew keeps your mind sharp and focused so that you can tackle whatever the day throws at you. And who doesn't like that youthful, beautiful glow? Energy Renew not only boosts your energy, but also helps your skin look and feel amazing. Packed with powerful nutrients like tributrin and sun fiber, it is the ultimate energy booster. Go to DeannaEnergy.com to learn more about this amazing product and get yours today. Go to DeannaEnergy.com, that's DEANNA, energy.com right now to see how this product changes your life. Welcome back to Shots Fired. Well, we have been talking all about the shot fired and heard around the world all week on my show and, of course, on our network and every other network in the United States and potentially the world all week. Of course, that's the attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump, or former president, or most likely to be president now at this point. And more interesting news has been coming in really through the minute. I mean, every day, every moment, I feel like we're being updated and inundated with more information. And a lot of it is just not making sense or adding up about this ill-fated moment on Saturday night at the Pennsylvania rally. And now, of course, the RNC is in full swing. We're here now on the last day on Thursday, and it's being broadcast everywhere with also some kind of peculiar oddities about the event this year, but also some great things, too, that I want to talk about. Some of the news, again, now we're the latest news is that we are being the shot, in fact, is being blamed on Iran. So much to delve into and more, and it just feels very scripted to me. All of a sudden, Iranians are being blamed for this. Here to join us and delve into this and a lot more, and all the latest news surrounding this shot, the attempted assassination of President Trump, is Sam Parker. Sam Parker is a former candidate for Senate in Utah and a conservative commentator, and he likes to think outside the box in the official narrative. So it's great to have you back on, Sam Parker. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Deanna. I really appreciate it.
It's great to have you back on. So, a lot of people, we can't really delve down different rabbit holes or theories because they just want to go and follow the exact same talking points that the media is shoving down our throats. But I want to ask you first off, what was your reaction, your first reaction when you saw this happen on Saturday night? I wonder if you saw it live or afterwards. And then my follow-up question to that is going to be, has your reaction or thoughts about what your first reaction was changed at all 5 days now after this shot? So let's kind of talk about your first reaction first.
My first reaction is there was a plot to kill the president. And I don't believe in lone gunmen. I think they're a rarity. And so my first thoughts were there's been a plot to kill the president. How's Israel involved? And has anybody checked the stock market to see if there's been any shorts, any significant shorts placed on the stock market? Those were my first three thoughts. So, and then it just sort of ballooned from there. And actually, since then, I've been vindicated, I think. It turns out today it's being reported that there were shorts placed on Trump's Truth Social. So that's coming out. And, you know, that's just like after 9/11, there were the big shorts on 9/11. And then, of course, the big shorts on October 7th. And that, of course, just points right back to Israel again. They can't help themselves. They're greedy. They have to make money on all their plots. They conspired to kill John F. Kennedy and kill John F. Kennedy and RFK as well. They hatched a plot to assassinate George H. H.W. Bush, H.W. Bush at the Madrid Peace Conference in the early 90s. They also conspired to kill Harry Truman through letter bombs back in 1947. So these people, they're behind many of these assassinations. Of course, we know about the Bolshevik Jews who were behind the assassination of Tsar Nicholas and many other political assassinations like Count Bernadotte and various other people and world leaders. So my thoughts initially went to how's Israel involved, and were there any shorts put on the stock market? And I think that the evidence now is becoming, I think it's becoming quite clear if you know what to look for. Yesterday, several prominent Israeli pro-Israel, pro-Zionist, and Jewish accounts on social media started pushing this Iran did it theory. Now, several days later, out of
Iran is behind
nowhere.
this plot,
Yes,
right? So yeah,
Iran. Yeah,
your thoughts on the Iran new Iran intel for this assassination plot.
it's totally in line with what they normally do. Listen, they assassinated RFK and they blamed it on the Palestinian Christian Sharon. They tried to frame three Palestinians for an assassination plot on George H.W. Bush in the early 90s. They tried to frame Arabs for a series of bombings in the 1950s against British and American targets in what's known as the Levant Affair. So these people have a long history of trying to perpetrate these types of terrorist events and blaming it on Arabs or Muslims or other countries like Syria or Iran. Now, of course, Israel wants to take out Iran. They've been trying for years to get the United States to take Iran out for them, right? So we shouldn't be surprised. In fact, many people predicted this after the assassination attempt that, like, when's somebody going to start blaming Iran? And sure enough, yesterday, many of these accounts started carpet bombing social media at the same time with Iran did it. And what was so silly about it, Deanna, was that the initial story that came out from Saturday and the assassination attempt was that there was a breakdown in the Secret Service. There was a breakdown of security. It was a lone gunman, and it was DEI, and it was incompetence and security breakdown. That's what they went with for like 2 or 3 days. And now all of a sudden they're coming out with headlines that said, well, actually, they got a tip that Iran was plotting an assassination attempt, and so they beefed up security. I'm like, well, which one is it? Was it bad security and DEI, or was it beefed up security? Because I got to be honest with you, I didn't see the beefed up security. I didn't see the beefed up security.
And do we really believe that this One scrawny 20-year-old kid from Bethel, Pennsylvania,
With no social
somehow
media filter.
climbed up there and evaded Secret Service and all these sniper teams and everything, even when Trump supporters were calling them out and identifying him and yelling, "Hey, there's a shooter on the roof." Do we really think this one little kid is responsible for this shooting?
Yeah, they want us to believe that a
Or is he the
20-year-old,
patsy?
he's a patsy. They want us to believe that there was some 20-year-old kid with no internet or social media
Right.
fingerprint, just literally just drove over to the event, parked his car, brought his gun, and walked over to this building, snuck around, walked over to this building, and then had a ladder, crawled up this ladder, got on top of the building, and he did it in full sight of everybody. People were
Right.
pointing him out for several minutes, and now we know that for 20, at least 26 minutes ahead of time, he was already on the security's radar, and they were watching out for him. They were looking at him. Apparently, they lost him for a little while. But Dan Bongino, former member of the Secret Service, said if they had this security threat that they knew about and was reported to them multiple times, why did they even bring the president out on stage? Why didn't they hold him? There is literally something
That's the
called
whole
a
their whole
holding.
job.
Yeah, they have a holding room to hold President Trump until the security threat is neutralized. He's like, why was he even brought out while they were looking for this guy? I've seen pictures too. This building was like right there, like
Yeah,
right
right there,
there.
the closest one
Yeah.
to Trump.
And you can see pictures. I've also seen a picture from the crowd looking out from President Trump's vantage point out over the crowd. And you can see the building right there and the roof and
Right.
where the shooter.
In
I'm like,
broad daylight.
in broad daylight, it's
Yeah.
ridiculous. It's crazy. But it turns out that it's because there was a plot to kill the president. And that's what's going on. And now they're trying to blame the plot on Iran, and that's the misdirect. And the security breakdown, that's a misdirect. And the 20-year-old shooter who's going to be a dead end to nowhere,
Right.
also a misdirect. This
Exactly.
was a plot just like all the other plots.
And now, Kimberly Chito, the director of the Secret Service, is saying, "Oh, well, that building had a sloped roof, and so we don't like to put Secret Service agents and snipers on
Yeah.
sloped roofs due to their safety threats." I mean, these are trained, highly trained snipers and assassins that go everywhere in the mountains, and they do their missions in the middle of the night. I mean, they are known for doing the most craziest things, the most dangerous things, and you can't put them on a little bit of a sloped roof. What kind
Well,
of, I mean,
meanwhile,
do
we
they
see
think we're that
pictures of
stupid?
the we see the pictures of the counter snipers
Yeah,
on the other building
on
next
the
to them
other
that were
sloped roofs.
on a roof that was sloped even more than the roof that she said was too sloped. So
Right.
that's garbage. She's making
It's
it up.
crazy.
Listen, this was a person who was on the evacuation detail for Dick Cheney during 9/11. Dick Cheney, neocon, inside job. And she was also behind, she aided the January 6th cover up. She's, all the text messages and messages during January 6th were mysteriously all deleted and lost during a data migration.
Right.
She was in on that too. So she is covering. And the reason why she's not stepping down is because they're going to use her as a distraction tactic. That
Yes.
their talking points are quickly crystallizing. Oh, it was her fault. It was a
Yeah.
security breakdown. And so she's playing to that. She's
Yeah,
playing to
she'll be
that.
the fall guy or
Yeah,
woman.
and maybe she'll be the fall guy, but for right now, she's a distraction. Like they want us to look at the Secret Service. They want us to look at DEI. They want
Yeah.
us to look at a lone gunman. They want us to look at a security breakdown. They want us looking everywhere over here when the
Yeah.
reality is it's right over here. Israel and their deep state allies pulled this off, and she's part of it, most likely. And maybe she's not, but I think that she is.
Now, I want to kind of like put these puzzle pieces together and then sort of tie it together in a big bow. Now we have news all over, today and yesterday about Biden potentially might drop out of race due to medical conditions. And now we're seeing everybody who, when he was defiantly not dropping out before, saying, "I will never drop out of the race," now he's suddenly saying, "I might drop out due to medical conditions." And now this is circulating. And now we have J.D. Vance that was just chosen as Trump's vice president. Odd pick, at least to say the least, and potentially dangerous pick. How do these two pieces potentially also fit
Yeah,
into this
it
puzzle?
gets complicated, but let me back up a little bit because, and then we'll tie that in because people are
Yeah.
saying, Sam, how do you know this is a plot? How do you know Israel's behind it? Where's
Yeah,
the
what are the
screens,
evidence
right?
that points to it?
Right.
Right.
So here's the thing. They didn't want Donald Trump in 2020 either because they wanted this Iran, or they wanted, well, first of all, they wanted to go into Iran, and he wouldn't do it. Like, he refused to go into Iran. That's what the assassination of Soleimani was, right? He was supposed to assassinate Soleimani, and then they were going to use that to kick off a greater war with Iran, because Israel has wanted Iran wiped out for a long, long time. But Trump wouldn't do it. He wouldn't play ball. Now, a lot of people are like, well, Trump's pro-Israel. He's a Zionist. He's their guy. And it's not an either or. It's not a one or a zero, on or off. It's not so binary as that. It's a continuum. And he is very Zionist. He is very pro-Israel. But he doesn't want war with Iran. At the end of the day, Donald Trump is a peacemaker. He's a deal maker. He doesn't like starting wars, and he doesn't want to start wars, right? So he actually backed us out of the Iran nuclear deal. That was good for Iran. He didn't want war with Iran, so he had to go. He also wouldn't have been in favor of this war between Ukraine and Russia. And I'm about to explain why that's important. But he didn't want that either. He stood in the way of that. So they had to get him out in 2020, thus the stolen election. Okay, so now Donald Trump's out of there. So then they were able to kick off the Russia-Ukraine war. And then Israel was able to come in, do its Gaza thing. And now Israel, now that it's taken Gaza, wants to start a war with Lebanon and Iran and fulfill its greater Israel ambitions. Now, here's how it connects. People don't understand, okay, how it connects. To take out Iran, you need Russia occupied with Ukraine. See, they tried to take out Syria. Remember when they tried to take out Syria, but Russia intervened and it was unsuccessful, right? Russia intervened and the attempt to take out Syria was unsuccessful. So, in order to take out Iran, you need Russia occupied, you need Russia weakened, you need Russia taken out. That's what the Ukraine war is all about, amongst other things. I mean, there's money laundering and other things going on too that everybody likes. So it's a gravy train for a lot of people. But fundamentally, it keeps Russia occupied. All right. And that opens the door for us to be able to take out Iran, which is what Israel wants. Now, we also know who's running things in Ukraine. You got Zelensky the Jew and Victoria Nuland on the American side, neocon Jew, the architect of the Ukrainian war. These people were behind the Ukrainian war, so they're taking out Russia. Meanwhile, Israel wants the United States to come in and help them take out Iran. That's the plot. That's what Trump wouldn't do in 2020. He wouldn't go into Iran, and he wouldn't get behind the Ukraine-Russia war, so they took him out. All right, he still doesn't want that. So, what was the plan to take Russia or to take Trump out this time? Lawfare. They tried to take him out with lawfare, but it wasn't successful. And after the SCOTUS ruling saying that he had immunity, that ends the lawfare. Not going to be successful now, right? So now, what's left? The support for Donald Trump is massive after that first debate, and then the SCOTUS ruling took lawfare off the table, and now he's more popular than ever. Joe Biden looks sick and out of it and weak, and there's no way he can win now against the Trump train, right? So now these people, these plotters who want this war with Iran and need the Ukraine-Russia war to keep going, what are they going to do? We tried lawfare, we couldn't do it. We got to take him out. So this Pennsylvania rally wasn't supposed to happen. This was scheduled after the SCOTUS ruling, I believe. And then after the SCOTUS ruling, they delayed his sentencing from his New York trial. That was mysteriously delayed. That was supposed to happen last Thursday, but it was
Okay,
delayed. It
because
was
I thought
pushed
the
back.
judge dismissed the case just in the last, 72 hours, but that's not
Well,
true.
that could be, yeah, but the sentencing for the his convictions was delayed, and there was no reason given. So if you follow the timeline, SCOTUS says he's got immunity, that takes lawfare off the table. His sentencing for what he was already convicted for, that was pushed back. That opened up this last weekend. So they decided to have this event in Butler, Pennsylvania, like all of a sudden. Like his calendar was cleared,
So
lawfare was
it was
taken off the
last minute
table.
on Trump's side.
Right. So what does that tell us? That tells us there's likely somebody in the Trump camp that's one of the conspirators. So we got the Trump camp, and then we got the Secret Service. Now it turns out the majority of people there on this over the weekend were not Secret Service. The majority of security there was managed by the Department of Homeland Security, which is run by Alejandro Mayorkas, Zionist Jew. See, so we see the conspirators starting to line up. Then there was a video that surfaced from Victoria Nuland from a few weeks ago saying that Donald Trump, he's never going to be president. It's not going to happen. She even said it, I think, with a little bit of a smile and a smirk. So I think that we see the pieces lining up. They want war with Iran. They need the Russia-Ukraine war to keep going. And Donald Trump, even though he's a pro-Israel Zionist, won't give that to him. That's why they stole the election in 2020, and that's why they conducted the lawfare against him. And when that was unsuccessful, it only left him with an option. We've got to take him out. And they did it 2 days before the start of the Republican National Convention.
Right.
So that at the convention, they could get who they needed installed, somebody like Nikki Haley, perhaps, or who is, you know, who is over there in Israel signing bombs, who will give them everything they want, perhaps Ron DeSantis, perhaps, you know, somebody else. But I think that that was the plot. They needed to take him out. They tried with lawfare. It didn't work. So next.
So you thought you so you think that this was definitely a they wanted to kill him and take him out completely. You don't think that this was a like a purposeful almost killing, a purposeful
okay, so staged.
Failed
said,
attempt.
So that's the other, that's one of the other theories. It was staged, it was fake to increase his popularity.
Could it have been staged?
I don't think it's a logical choice. I think there's too many moving pieces. And you see the video, you see what's going on, you see all the witness statements. This was a real event. It wasn't fake, wasn't staged. I think it's just it really now I understand people who have that knee jerk reaction in this gay ops clown world we're in where nothing is as it seems.
Right. And it just seemed there's so much it's so illogical in a way, too. I mean, and he just happened to move his head at that very moment. But of course, that would imply that Trump was implicit in it, you know, or complicit in it. And I don't believe that, you know.
And it had to go perfectly right.
Right.
It had to go perfectly right. And you know, they still had to kill some people. And there would have been shots fired around him. It's very dangerous. I think the whole thing falls apart as you start looking at it. I know some people are just, they think that, oh, he got hit in the ear. That's just too perfect. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, not every shot that was shot at John F. Kennedy hit Kennedy. It hit other people. It hit the ground. It hit here, there, you know, and he was hit more than once, and not every one of them was a fatal shot. So I mean, miracle, coincidence, simulation, whatever you want to call it, they missed, and they weren't supposed to miss. And so we have a chance now. So expect more opposition. Hence, now you have the Iranian angle being played up. And you had, now I'm going to bring in something else. Boris Johnson, before the Russia-Ukraine war kicked off, there was a period, or right when it kicked off, there was a period when peace was on the table. And they had basically hashed out a peace between them, Russia and Ukraine. And Boris Johnson flew in at the 11th hour from the UK to convince Ukraine to go to war. Well, what happened yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Boris Johnson comes flying into the United States to meet with President Trump to encourage him to, I think, I can't remember if it was like, you know, to encourage him over Iran or to encourage him to continue the Russia-Ukraine war. But here he is coming in again, stirring the pot. So you see what's going on. You see what they're trying. Now they're trying other measures. Their plot was unsuccessful. They've got to keep this Russia-Ukraine war going because they really want to go into Iran, and they need him to do it, and he doesn't want to do it. So they're trying pressure on him now. And who knows what else, you know?
It kind of feels like COVID all over again. You know how he was against, you know, he didn't feel like it was that serious maybe at first, or he kind of saw the scamdemic from the beginning. Started calling it out a little bit. He was against the masks. You know, you can tell that his bullshit detector was going off, just like so many of us. But eventually it's like they pressured, and he sort of ended up, you know, caving through so much, you know, power, so many powerful people and levers behind him pushing for that. So, and it feels like this eerie sense where all the sound bites are the same from CNN to MSNBC to all these, you know, like it almost seems like an eerie lockstep type of agenda at this point. And it feels like they're going to again come in and try to pressure Trump to do something against his will, to do something. Yes. And what you said, you know, it sounds like they're going to try to really, really hard to pressure him to go to war with Iran because, hey, they almost killed you. You know, you should have been dead. And,
that's right.
You know,
that's
fight
right.
Back. You're all about fighting, you know, so fight back, retaliate. What kind of a message is this going to send America if you're weak and you don't fight back? So is that kind of what you're seeing, what you're sensing?
Yes, it's exactly it. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it. Meanwhile, Israel is safely in the background. The neocons,
always.
Jews, the architects,
the victims
in the background. And so they're pushing things like lone gunmen, security breakdown, Iran, fake. They're pushing everything Except the actual conspiracy to take Trump off the board so they can have their Iran, Russia, Ukraine war, so Israel can take over their, its Greater Israel project, and so it can bury the bodies in Gaza, and hide the genocide in Gaza. Look at The Lancet came out a couple of weeks ago. One of the most prestigious medical journals, one of the oldest medical journals in the world, came out with a study saying that there could be as many as 180,000 deaths attributable to this genocide so far. And so Israel wants to bury those bodies. Look at if Donald Trump gets elected and he gets the Russia-Ukraine war like over, and he makes peace and he makes a deal with Putin, right? And he brokers that deal, and then he stands in the way of escalation in Lebanon and Iran. Even if they finish what they're doing in Gaza, which he said he's been for, eventually that's going to open up Gaza to investigation. It's going to open up Netanyahu to investigation. And there's no love lost between Netanyahu and Trump. Remember, Netanyahu threw him under the bus in 2020, right? And Netanyahu didn't want to make a deal when Trump had a deal set up between the Palestinians and Israel. So they're not buddies, right? And so if when this war gets over, if it de-escalates and the Gaza genocide ends, Netanyahu's going to be held accountable. The international press and politicians are going to go into Gaza. They're going to find the bodies, the hundreds of thousands of dead bodies in the genocide, and it could threaten the end of Israel. And they don't want that, right? They can't have that. So you have a Netanyahu, Israel, Ukraine, Russia axis here that's formed between NATO. Now here's another piece. The new head of NATO, Mark Rutte, was just elected. He denied any Israel war crimes, and Netanyahu has already voiced his approval for this guy. So he signaled Israel is on board with NATO. NATO's on board with covering up the war crimes of Israel. Israel wants to go into Iran, so they need the Russia-Ukraine war to keep going on. The neocon Jews want that war to keep going on. Everybody wants the war gravy train to keep going. You see how the pieces fit? And Donald Trump, even though he's pro-Israel Zionist, stands in the way of that. They had to take him out. The lawfare didn't work. So now we had to take him out like for real.
Wow, so crazy that your analysis. And of course, we'll know if this is true or not in the next couple months. We have just a few minutes left. I want to also go over Trump's VP pick, JD
Right.
Vance. All right, how do you think that plays into it? Do you think Trump genuinely
Yeah.
wants him there? And if so, is that kind of frightening? Did
Yeah.
people go whisper in his ear again? And what do you think JD Vance is on our side, pro MAGA or not? I guess,
Well,
your thoughts about him.
things are very complicated when it comes to JD Vance. Yes, people whispered in his ear, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, maybe Peter Thiel and David Sachs, various people whispered in his ear. Here's the thing with JD Vance. He's not for the Russia-Ukraine war either, right? Now, yes, he's pro-Israel Zionist as well, okay? And he's willing to do something with Iran. He said it in his first interview after being nominated the other night. He said that, we should do something stronger than weak bombing runs in Iran. Now that might mean war, it might mean sanctions, so he's nominally in line with the Zionists in Israel. Yeah, we should do something with Iran, but he's against the Ukraine-Russia war. He favors a pullout there. I don't think he wants he's anti-war in general. He doesn't want an escalation in Lebanon. So by picking JD Vance, yes, to some degree, Trump is capitulating to larger influences outside of him, to some forces in the military industrial complex and some other, CIA elements. Peter Thiel basically, has massive contracts with the CIA, and of course, JD Vance is a Peter Thiel protege. So there's that connection. But JD Vance doesn't give him Ukraine, Russia either. He takes that off the table. And again, that's the key. They need the Russia-Ukraine war to keep going to be able to take Iran out successfully. Because remember, when Russia was not occupied and they tried to take out Syria, Russia got involved and it didn't work. They've got to have Russia occupied so JD Vance doesn't deliver that either, even though he's a pro-Israel Zionist. You see how you see? So it's a continuum. It's not either or. These guys are, yes, pro-Israel Zionists, but to a point. And then past that.
So you don't think we should like lose all faith in the fact that Trump, some people are saying, oh, this is it. Trump signed us off and sold us out with JD Vance. And you're not on that camp either. It's
Well,
kind of like wait and see.
it's more nuanced than that, Diana. It's like, is Trump going to give us everything we want, deport mass deportations and closed borders and and lower taxes and getting rid of this DEI and really he wants no he wants to staple green cards to all these international student diplomas. They're not There's no more talk of building a wall, right? So he's not, let's be real clear. Donald Trump is not Donald Trump from 2016. Donald Trump 2024 has been infiltrated by the party. He's been infiltrated by the military industrial complex. He's been infiltrated by big oil and big immigration and Silicon Valley and the tech CEOs. He's bowed to all of these people. He's not the same Donald Trump. So we can defend Donald Trump from assassination. We can say here's why he was assassinated. We can say yes, because he's keeping us, he's wants to keep us out of further escalation in the Middle East. That's all true. But is he going to deliver the full MAGA promises from 2016? No. So it's more nuanced than that. So J.D. Vance is going to help him stay out of like a greater World War III, essentially. That's what we're talking about, World War III. He's going to keep us out of World War III. You get That's great, but is he going to deliver the MAGA promises? No.
Interesting. All right, well, stay tuned. I mean, there's so much more. We're only right. I mean, right. The election season honestly just got interesting. It just got exciting.
Well,
And it's
assassination attempts tend to do
I mean,
that,
it's really like, wow, okay, this has got really serious. It's got really interesting, and we got a lot more to go. So, Sam Parker, always great to have you on and get your analysis. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks,
Yeah.
especially news is moving fast. Tell everybody, of course, where they can find you and follow you.
You can find me on Twitter at Sam Parker Senate, Twitter at Sam Parker Senate. And from there, you can go to my Flow Code page, and that'll take it all to my other stuff, Instagram, Facebook, Telegram, Gab,
All
whatever.
that fun stuff. All right, cool. All right,
Good to
thanks
see you
so much,
again.
Sam Parker. Guys, we'll be right back right after these messages with our next guest. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere.
Second thing we can do is drink water. I mean, you hear me talk about hydrogen water all the time with our little bottles.
Yes.
We have to have water to live. Our bodies are 65% water, just like the Earth is. Go figure.
Right.
Wow, does that not give you chills right there to think about that? Because
Totally,
we're made.
yeah.
When we drink that water, if we can bring hydrogen in there, it can reduce inflammation, it can reduce free radicals, and it can bring calm and peace to the cells. So I don't know how better we can get than those two tips. And we need that more today. Dan, if we're stuck and just locked into what's next in the news, it's going to lock us in all right. It's like
Right.
locking into a self-imposed prison.
100%. And you have an incredible water hydration device as well that we can talk about real quick. I know that you probably
Yeah,
have it
I
on your
do.
desk right now.
I drink this every day. This is, forgive me for sounding like an infomercial, but this is the truth, man. This is on my desk, even before we
Right.
came alive. I put water in here about 5 minutes ago, pushed the button, and this little chamber that's via electrolysis creates hydrogen in here. And I'll push the button one more time so people can see that. Really cool.
So cool.
You can see it. It puts little bubbles in there. Really neat like that. And when I'll turn it off and it'll show you when I pull the lid off, you can hear a little pressure, and I just drink the water.
Yeah, you don't want to be just drinking tap water. I mean, you want to be
No.
not all water is created equal, right? I mean, of course,
Yeah.
we want to be hydrating with lots and lots of water as one of your tips, but not all water is necessarily created equal.
No, get your water filtered. Reverse osmosis is my favorite. There's a lot of little portable filters one can do from a hardware store to put on your fountain or on your pitchers in your house. You can get an indoor filter system, works pretty good. We have one, or you can buy filtered water too. But the cool thing about this is when I drink this, it reduces not just the inflammation and the free radicals, but it can make my cells respond in a younger manner.
That's
So,
cool.
just cheers to being younger, older, I guess, I
Yeah.
suppose. But it's really
Cheers.
important to really, you got yours too. It's
Yeah.
important to do the right things that are simple.
Yeah,
I'm a
simple.
big believer in the KISS principle, keep it simple, silly,
Yes.
And what we talked about is learning to redefine stress, understand the addiction of stress, getting outside and getting away from it all, and then filling your body with the water, which is life.
All right, guys. Now, I know this is a little bit of a longer show here, but there's just so much to cover. especially with this Trump assassination attempt. And new news just comes pouring in, flying in by the second. So we've got more to talk about. And now this is just nuts. Just like I always suspected. Now, you know, whenever we think of something that's very suspicious, when things don't add up, a major event that kind of feels like COVID, like this Trump assassination attempt, we got to ask a lot of questions and we got to follow the money and we got to look at those big corporations. Like, what is Soros doing? And what is maybe BlackRock doing and Vanguard? And it all seems to lead to the same places, doesn't it? Well, the plot does thicken because, as it turns out, BlackRock and Vanguard are linked to this Trump assassination plot or false flag or PSYOP, whatever you want to call it. I'm not doubting, of course, that Trump got shot and that this happened and a man was killed. I'm just saying whoever orchestrated all of this now is evidently linked to BlackRock and Vanguard, those huge, enormous deep state companies. Now, I'm going to read a little bit verbatim here, so don't mind me, but I want to make sure I get it right because this just in. Soon to be unmasked entities bet, this is insane, they bet that President Trump's DJT stock, which includes Truth Social or Truth Media, would plummet. They bet that his stock would plummet one day before the assassination attempt. All right, now this is so crazy. So shorts against the Truth Social stock more than doubled from July 1st to July 12th, meaning people or very large organizations were predicting that by Monday, the stock would plummet, something that undoubtedly, of course, would have happened had President Trump died at that rally in Pennsylvania. So it's so bizarre, right? Why would all of these people or large corporations bet randomly out of all the days and all the weeks and all the years, now they're going to bet that his stock would plummet just a day, that like literally the day that this happened on Monday, or sorry, the day after it happened. So Monday, they would bet that his stock would plummet. So this could obviously mean that somebody or some people or group of people had foreknowledge of the plot against President Trump's life, and they tried to profit off the calamity, which they always do, right? They try to profit off of the calamity. Now, for those of you who don't remember, this also happened on 9/11. 9/11, where bets were placed against the stocks of major airline companies, American Airlines and United Airlines, a day before the attack. An investigation showed that in both cases, a single entity and a well-placed insider newsletter tipped off investors to miraculously bet against the two top airlines in the USA that day, who, of course, took a major hit after the hijackings. So now we know that these people or corporations that were at the time of this post had yet to be unmasked. They were betting that DJT's stock would plummet, of course, on July 15th. Coincidence? I think not. So all these people were betting on basically his death. That's what that alludes to. And now it's come out even more. Now, here's the real goods here. It's turned out that it's BlackRock. That's the company that's behind all of this. So let me read this to you again, because this just in. BlackRock and Vanguard. Globalist investment firms, BlackRock and Vanguard, of course, are linked to a company that shorted Trump company stocks ahead of the shooting, and the owner of the building that would be Trump assassin, Matthew Crooks, interesting last name, fired his shots from. So BlackRock is linked to Crooks. And this is another thing that I'm going to get to in a moment, because there's multiple BlackRock connections here to the Trump assassination plot. So leftist investment company, Austin Private Wealth, that is the main umbrella company, I guess. No, I'm not familiar with stocks and trading and everything. I'm going to have somebody on next week who knows much more about this, but I'm just kind of reading verbatim and explaining it. So this Austin Private Wealth Company filed with the SEC to short 12 million shares of DJT stocks less than 2 weeks before the Trump rally shooting. And they were betting, like I said, that on July 15th, those stocks would plummet. So here's what happened. And then they exposed the fact that APW, Austin Private Wealth, holds over $78 million in Vanguard and over $34 million in BlackRock shares, according to the latest quarter's filing. So interesting. This is all related basically to BlackRock. And they're sort of at the helm of all of this, is what I'm reading correctly. And now it gets even weirder. This was just exposed too. You know, they're getting so sloppy with their crisis actors and their patsies, aren't they? But Matthew Crooks, the assassin of Donald J. Trump, the 20-year-old scrawny kid from Pennsylvania, he was in a BlackRock commercial. Yes, in 2022, they somehow unearthed a BlackRock commercial for BlackRock, and this Matthew Crooks is in it. I mean, you can clearly see that's him. And at this point, no one's denied it. And, you know, there's no fact checking been going on, but it's been circulating. If you haven't seen this commercial, check it out right now.
My name is Brian DeLallo. I teach AP and Honors Economics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Financial well-being to me is knowing that I can be free to do the things that I love to do. I hope when I retire someday, they say that guy made this place a special place to come to school and gave as much as he could to help the community.
So why is this 20-year-old kid, who I had a feeling was a patsy anyways, he wasn't the real D, he wasn't the real assassin here, come on. But this 20-year-old kid was also in BlackRock's commercial 2 years ago. Come on. I mean, clearly this guy is like a CIA farmed crisis actor or MK Ultra that they put up there as the patsy, as the fall guy. But I don't truly believe that that was the real assassin of, or the would-be assassin of President Trump. Do you? Nothing really adds up. I believe there was either multiple shooters or it was somebody else, but of course it was an inside job. And more evidence is piling up that this was an inside job, not some lone 20-year-old kid shooter, who, by the way, now has been proven to be in the BlackRock commercial. How sloppy could they get? How stupid do they think we are? We always see this over and over again. And now with that, it is time for the Darwin Awards, the Darwin Awards, the dumbest, stupidest, most ridiculous tweets and events and people of the week, of which there have been so many this week. Now, obviously, the setup against Donald J. Trump and the attempted assassination was the Darwin Award of the week. I mean, you couldn't get any more Darwinian than that. And they missed. They missed. They didn't even get what they wanted. And now he's winning. And there's so much more support behind Donald J. Trump. He is predicted most likely to win, even by a landslide. The RNC has been off the chain this week. Everybody's been airing it. And so many people are flipping. Even liberals, Democrats say it's pretty obvious Donald J. Trump is going to win. So this attempted assassination truly blew up in their faces, not Donald Trump's face, by the grace of God, divine intervention. And it takes the cake for the Darwin Award of the week. And in fact, it is so obvious that he's probably going to win that even Van Jones, CNN's token black guy, Democrat Van Jones, comments on it. And he said this. He said that Trump took a bullet and he's still standing. It didn't take him out, but Biden got a virus and that's what took him out. Check out this clip if you missed it. It's hilarious.
A bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. You've got the nominees of this party getting their butts kissed. Biden's getting his butt kicked by his own party. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together.
Van Jones, can you just go ahead and come on our side? The water is warm over here. Let's just stop denying it anyway. Stop being on the losing team, Van Jones. When even he's admitting it, yikes, we got a problem here. All right, now the next Darwin Award goes to, now this is probably the best media trolling ever that I've ever seen. Look at this guy. This guy snuck up behind CNN's reporter at the RNC and he said, look at Epstein's client list. Where is the Jeffrey Epstein client list? And he's just trolling behind her on live TV back and forth. The best trolling, grade A trolling. Amazing. Whoever this is, we need to know who your name is and give you this award. You don't get the Darwin Award. CNN gets the Darwin Award. But check this out real quick if you missed it.
Service issue and to reach out to the Secret Service. But I can tell you this. They have a lot of questions as to who exactly at the Trump campaign knew and when, because I have talked to a number of people who have been on the ground with the former president in recent days and weeks who had no idea. Now, one thing to remember is that Donald Trump is a very tight-knit security team. He has been with the same detail for years. He is very close to them. They have a lot of respect for him, and he has a lot of respect for them.
So Biden's latest excuse for why he stopped campaigning, aka has no more energy or stamina left, is that he's now come down with COVID. But wait, I thought you've gotten 5 different boosters. I thought you've gotten all your vaccines and boosters, but yet you keep getting COVID. I thought you were invincible. I thought that's what we were all supposed to get, the vaccine, so that we could prevent getting COVID. But now he's got COVID. And again, this has taken him out. Trump took a bullet, as Van Jones says, and that didn't take him out. But old Biden over here got COVID, and that's taken him out. And he's so delirious and so old and decrepit and withering away that he even said this when he was in an interview this week. He couldn't even remember his defense secretary. It's so funny. He just said, he stumbles and stumbles and calls the secretary of defense that black man. That black man? He calls the secretary of defense that black man and couldn't even remember his name. So amazing. I just keep reeling in the wins for us right now in Trump. Check this out if you haven't already.
And so it's all about treating people with dignity. And it's about making sure that, look, I mean, for example, look at the heat I'm getting because I named Secretary of Defense, the black man. I named Ketanji Brown. I mean, because of the people I've named.
And another embarrassing flub that just happened today. Again, Biden walks over to a blonde woman that not really resembles his wife, Jill, but maybe kind of to him. And he walks over to her and he almost kisses her. He almost kisses her, this other woman. And then his wife had to go over and pull him aside and like, oh, that's not me. That's not your wife. That's some other random strange woman. It just gets better and better. Check this out if you missed it. And lastly, the Darwin Award obviously goes to the orchestrators of this a failed Trump assassination attempt, and also the Secret Service and everybody that was in on this. I mean, the Secret Service and the memes are incredible. The memes are so great that have come out for the Secret Service. I mean, here's one with John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. Secret Service, and he's looking around with the cow on the roof. Where is he? Well, I don't know. Where's the shooter? And there's so many other great memes with the shooter on the roof, invisible, plain sight, with everybody seeing it. Secret Service is like, I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't see anything. What are you talking about? And of course, the sloped roof BS. I mean, come on. I think that definitely deserves a Darwin Award, too. Kimberly Cheeto talking about the fact that a sniper couldn't get up there because of the sloped roof. Oh, my gosh. We got to protect that sniper from a sloped roof. So just as we end the show today, let's play some of these great memes of the week with the Secret Service, putting them on blast as they should be. All right, guys, that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you so much for watching Shots Fired. Remember, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peters Show. And in the meantime, follow us on social media, especially Gab and Telegram, Truth Social and Getter, Real Deanna Lorraine, and on X for all the latest and controversial posts. Deanna for Congress. Special shout out to my chat room. Thanks for always keeping it positive and patriotic. We love you. Thank you so much for supporting Shots Fired and the Stu Peters Network. And you can support my show even more by visiting my sponsors. They're right in the description link below. Go check them out, especially my good friends, the Sherwoods. Go to sherwood.tv/shots and do promo code SHOTS to get 30% off of all their incredible products and counseling and so much more, especially Kingdom Fuel, incredible products and nutritional supplements. All right, guys, that is it for now. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. God bless you, and God bless America. I will see you next week. Talk to you soon.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man.